Shalom, y'all! Welcome to a very special Yom Kippur edition of National Bugle Radio. Shalom! Shalom, y'all. Well, today is Yom Kippur, at least I think it is, and that is the day on the Jewish calendar, that is the Jewish Day of Atonement, where Jews around the world can atone for their sins. And if you were to go to a synagogue today, what would people be atoning for? I think you'd hear people atoning for, you know, not lighting Shabbat candles on Friday. They'd be atoning for, they might be atoning for eating non-kosher food, maybe having something that had a little bit of shrimp extract in it. Hey, I know I've got a lot of Jewish listeners out there. Guess what? I can help you with that. There's this great app. It's called Koshertified, and it will let you know if something's not kosher. This would be great for you. Can you imagine next year at Yom Kippur going into temple and not having to atone for anything, at least not having to atone for eating non-kosher food? Think about it. And you can still eat giraffe. It's kosher. Well, if you're interested, go to thekosherquestion.com or go to nationalbugle.com. Nationalbugle.com, you will see the link. Today is a very special Yom Kippur call-in day, and the number here is 1-800-OOPS-JEW. Wait a minute. No, I'm reading a different number. That was the call-in number for Stephen Colbert's show, the Colbert Report. Every Yom Kippur, he would take out what he called his Jew phone. I think that's what he called it. It was a white phone. It was in the color of the Israeli flag. It had a Star of David in the middle. And the phone number was 1-800-OOPS-JEW. That's 1-800-OOPS-JEW. Actually, the call-in number here at RBN is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And, you know, there's not really a point in calling 1-800-OOPS-JEW anymore because Stephen Colbert has discontinued that number. I checked it a while back, and he's not accepting calls on that line. But it used to be the place where Jews could call that number, 1-800-OOPS-JEW, and they could apologize to Stephen Colbert for the wrongs that they had done him. They could atone for their wrongs. So what might they be atoning for? And of course, on Stephen Colbert's show, the Jews would call up and Jewish individuals would call up and they would apologize to him for one thing or another. I had tried calling and I left some messages once, I think. Maybe not, whatever. But what would they have to atone for today? Well, how about, I don't know, how about having taken over our societies in the United States and, basically everywhere there's white people, and brought in as many minorities as possible and then indoctrinate the minorities to hate us and try to turn us into ethnic minorities in our own country. Do you think anybody would call up 1-800-OOPS-JEW and try to atone for that? Do you think anyone in these temples, these synagogues across America and the rest of the world, is anybody atoning for that? I wonder. Actually, I don't wonder. I kind of doubt it. It's not very likely. Failing to light Shabbat candles, maybe. Yeah, sure. I don't know. What else? I've been to confession before. I don't know. I don't know about the atonement part. But whatever. So how about atoning for almost causing World War III? Do you think, because you know, we had this case that we were talking about great detail yesterday with William from Montana and George from Greece, a very, very interesting show. Wouldn't mind continuing that discussion if they're out there and want to call in. But you had a Israeli attack on Syria. It's your run-of-the-mill thing. According to CNN, the Israeli military told CNN that they've attacked Syria 200 times in the past 18 months. So it's just, you know, your run-of-the-mill, everyday bombing of Syria by Israel happens all the time. Syria, by the way, doesn't retaliate. Okay? Very interesting. But, of course, what happened this time, a couple of days ago, was the Israeli jets used, they used a Russian transport plane as cover, because the Russian transport plane has a much larger radar shadow. And so they used this plane as cover to avoid the Syrian anti-aircraft response. And so what happened? Well, it was this Russian transport plane, or was it a transport plane or a communications plane? It had either 14 or 15 crew members who were all killed as the plane was downed by Syrian anti-aircraft missiles, which were, of course, triggered by the Israeli raid. And so yesterday we reported that the Russian Defense Ministry, their spokesman, the name's not in front of me anymore, but that he had called this, you know, he blamed it on Israel and was very harsh. But apparently President Putin has had a discussion with Benjamin Netanyahu over the phone. I wonder if it was the 1-800-OOPS-JEW line. I wonder. Maybe Putin's got that line now. And who knows whether Bibi atoned. You know, they're not good at it. The Israelis are blaming, Bibi is blaming Syria, because, of course, Syria, you know, had the chutzpah to try to defend themselves from an Israeli attack. Okay, well, let us see. We have William from Montana. I'm going to go to Fred from Michigan first, but I want to get to William, and I want to hear a lot of what William has to say. But Fred, welcome to the show. Are you there, Fred?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
What's on your mind, Fred?
I'm so happy to hear that you're doing a special edition Yom Kippur broadcast. I'm hoping that
it on the earlier shows this morning, but yeah, today's Yom Kippur.
I'm hoping that they will apologize for the murders of the sailors of the USS Liberty. I hope they'll endeavor to do atonement for that. And the Marine Corps barracks of Lebanon, 82. Over, 200 Marines were terminated. Well, yeah, there is the Levant affair, right? See, there is the murder of JFK, RFK, MLK. Well, yeah, there would be Pat Tillman, too. I'm sure it was the Mossad that murdered him for daring to record and jaw about the opium heroin poppy fields that the British Yiddish MI6 Israeli CIA syndicate cabal, communitarian cabal conducts. And what about the banking system? I mean, you know, talk about the ultimate communitarian diabolical usury system. Muammar Gaddafi was the antithesis of that when he established a public central bank owned by his fellow countrymen. And if I'm not mistaken, Uncle Adolf did the same thing until he was co-opted. He did a switcheroo.
Was Uncle Adolf co-opted?
Well, there are those who contend that he was, because he purportedly formed alliances with the Wall Street FedRes, Rothschild Bank of England cabal. I don't know. I'm no authority on that, but it seems rather contradictory when it is established that he did create a public central bank where the sweat equity labor and the physical properties of his fellow countrymen were the actual collateral, and that's what we need in this country. And JFK, I'm sure, had he not been murdered by them, talk about a theme song, Us and Them by Pink Floyd, and coming back to life. By the way, Pink Floyd, in May of this year, May or June, they were told by the German Ashkenazi Talmudists, Satanists, that they're never going to be concerting in Germany again. Because Roger Waters and the other guy...
have a concert in Israel, so they can't have one in Germany either?
Well, they spoke out about the Talmudic forced migration out of Africa. They spoke their piece on that. And naturally, they got a rather terse adversarial response from the Democratic Satanic Talmudic learned elders of Zion government over there. So all I have to say is boycott, divest, sanction. I've already called three churches today. Mm-hmm. Episcopal, Presbyterian, and Methodist, and I told them about Ellison Ware, ifamericansknew.org,
right,
and her presentations on YouTube, and I told them about IDF snipers murdering pregnant Palestinian women and their children by shooting them in the head as target practice, yada, 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 yada. And that's what I'm doing. I'm asking these people, you're on the hook if you've got a Social Security number, when the previous George W. Skull and Bone Satanist Presidente said, I'm waging war in your name. There was more to it than just those words. Everybody that's got a Social Security trust fund account, that includes J.R. Moore, who this morning told me essentially I was wacko out of my mind to suggest that there is such a thing as a Treasury Direct birth certificate Social Security trust bond fund. Well, there is, man. And all you got to do is get your original birth record serial number and run that by a brokerage firm relative to the current present day value of this corporate trust bond fund by this number. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got them. Everybody should be accessing them. But J.R. Moore, can't be.
Yeah. Well, I think you're doing a good job in calling up these churches today and letting them know about BDS. So keep up the good work.
Calling all the gun clubs, mm-hmm, in a tri-county area, and I'm informing them of the front site opportunity at RBN. I'm promoting, yeah, Republic Broadcasting along with front site to all the gun clubs in a 50-mile radius.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brett. Thanks for your call. Okay, next we will go to William from Montana. William, welcome to the show.
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, William. What's gone on in the past 24 hours, and what do you make of President Putin saying that, well, the events were a tragic series of errors, and that, you know, Russian retaliation, he didn't say there won't be retaliation, but he said retaliation is going to be in the form of something like making Russian troops safer. Can you clarify that?
Well, making Russian, you know, it was a little bit stronger than I think some people might understand, because, you know, what Russia previously has done is they have worked with the United States and Israel, you know, with the French, the Italians, to say, well, we need to identify our planes in the sky, because, you know, ISIS, you know, the purpose of everyone being there is to get rid of the terrorists and to support Assad in reclaiming his country and saving his people from this planned annihilation. And so, but the ISIS people didn't have any planes in the sky, unless you considered, you know, the U.S. planes and the French planes as running
and
cover for
ISIS. Were there
ISIS
French planes involved? Because the Americans have denied having been involved in this attack, but there seems to be some questions about whether France was somehow coordinating with Israel in this attack.
Yeah, a lot of the details are still coming out. The one thing I think people need to know is that this, you know, IL-20, plane, propeller-driven four-engine plane, I see it as a little bit of, you know, similar to the Liberty. The ship that the Liberty was a spy plane, and this plane, or it was a ship that was listening in and gathering intelligence, and this plane was doing the same thing. It was designed to collect information, and it was flying out over the Mediterranean because there's a lot of Russian activity, new materials being brought into Syria. As several people pointed out, that this plane was collecting information, intelligence, on everybody in the air. We know that, you know, Israel doesn't like that. You know, they want to be able to control the dialogue, control the information flow. They knew that this plane was instrumental in protecting the coast, protecting access of Russian fleet and supply ships to Syria. The information has come out that these four Israeli F-16s, they actually came
American supplied, right? American built and supplied, or does Israel have license to make these?
And they intentionally flew in at low elevation, intentionally endangering all the planes in the area, because if Syria did identify these F-16s as being in the vicinity and heading towards this very strategic port, and they actually used this plane as cover, and so that. That's something that in the Russian press this morning, you know, that the details of that were played out. The flight path and everything was, you know, all over the TV stations and news stations in Russia this morning.
We're coming up on our break, but you can hang on, can't you?
Sure, sure.
And then we'll also get Jeremy and George involved, too. Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the show, the very special Yom Kippur edition of National Bugle Radio, when we're talking to William from Montana, and I want him to continue with his discussion of President Putin, but we also have Jeremy from Kentucky and George from Greece who have called in, and I know that they all have a great deal of interest in this same issue, so we'll bring them in, and we'll have we'll spend the rest of the show in a round table. So welcome to the show, you guys. And William, would you like to continue?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, this is a slightly more serious violation because it violated the agreement that Russia and Israel had, along with other, countries, flying planes in Syria, because one of the things that they're all supposed to be in contact with each other, and they also are supposed to warn each other of activity, not like they don't already know who's where. They spend a lot of time, that was one of the functions of this plane, is to keep an eye on who is where. And by not allowing the Russian plane to move, you know, by attacking Syria and this port, they put this plane in jeopardy. They used it as a shield so that when the Syrians responded, this plane was caught in the middle. And according to the Russian and Israeli agreement, that was not supposed to happen, because even though they were, Israel was attacking, they should have, under these previously arranged agreements, given Russia notice to remove this plane out of the line of fire. And by not doing that, they, the Russian military and Russian political spokesmen say that they really see this as a provocation and a direct attack on Russian assets in Syria. And so the response was that they were saying, we reserve the right in the future, since this agreement did not work, we must take extra precautions to ensure the safety of our soldiers and assets in Syria, and everyone will become aware of these changes. Mm-hmm. So it was a very serious statement, and they were putting everyone, including Israel, on notice that if this previous agreement, this fail-safe, ensuring the safety of all air assets in Syria, did not work, especially in this case, then they have to resort to another way of protecting their assets.
Right. Okay, we have Jeremy and George. Jeremy, do you have something on your mind regarding this issue?
Well, yeah, as I've studied this for the last...
By the way, make sure, if you're not talking, people who aren't talking, make sure you put your mutes on.
Yeah, as I've followed this issue and studied Jewish power and how it seems to display itself in two prongs, in the left and the right, I see that, and I've got an echo here, sorry guys, the right wing tends to favor Russia, and so as Trump would falter on some of his promises, like bombing Syria, that would make me think, well, okay, maybe there's more control in Russia than what I thought. Maybe they're, maybe there's no winning. Maybe the Jews just control it all. But as I see events like this, the more that I see Putin and study, what's been going on there, the BBC reported this as an apology almost, that Netanyahu called Putin to apologize. Because it seems like that Israel has been caught with their pants down here trying to start a war, just like William mentioned, similar to the USS Liberty. So, like, my views are evolving on this. I went from pro-Putin, wanting Putin to be our president, then I went from thinking that Trump and Putin are both totally compromised and totally controlled, and now thinking that maybe it's not a matter of total control. They're just, I think that Putin probably is moving away from Jewish control, because he did have to have alliances with these oligarchs in the early days. But he's moved further and further away from that because he's one of the most hated men in the world, in the press. And I think that the more hated you are, I think the more things you're doing right. So, and I do know that, like, in 2014, his daughter had married the Jewish banker, and then he enacted the Holocaust denial laws, which I don't think he really cared about. That was like a month later, when now his daughter is divorced this Jewish banker. And, like, this year, you see Putin coming out even stronger than what he has been in the past. So I think it's a matter of just him breaking and moving away from Jewish power. And as George pointed out yesterday, which is a very good show, by the way, guys, that Putin is getting his ducks in a row financially so that he can maybe operate a little more independently and not have to depend on their money.
Okay. Well, we're coming up on the next break, but afterwards I want to hear from George, and then we'll continue this discussion on the very special Yom Kippur edition of National Bugle Radio. Do we have some good Yom Kippur music to send us out?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back to the show. That's not Yom Kippur music. That's Radio Pyongyang. I was kind of keeping my fingers crossed and hoping we'd have that Hava Nagila that sometimes we get. But it's okay. It's all good. And so we're having a roundtable discussion that it puts a little bit of a strain on our technical capabilities. And so we want to make sure that when we're not talking, we've got our mutes on to reduce distortion and echoes. But we have George. George, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning to the United States. I really like your show music there. It reminds me of Japanese Enka music.
Yeah, there's a relationship there. Yeah.
And pretty close.
I should have some Enka music soon, too. I'll get some of that going. But the Enka music has copyrights, and the North Korean copyrights aren't going to be respected, so that's why I use the North Korean music.
Right. Okay. It's really beautiful music. So I have a couple of comments here. First of all, there's news coming out from Syrian sources that after all, the Russian spy plane was not shot down by Syrian missiles. So that's okay. Something new.
Was it shot down?
Well, they're not actually saying, but... During the first minutes after the plane got shot down 2 days ago, that night, there were rumors that actually an Israeli F-16 actually shot down the spy plane. So I don't know if they're going back to that version of what's happened, but there's news coming out of Syrian sources, pretty reliable, that it was not the Syrians that shot down the Russians after all. Mm-hmm. But in any case, I was talking to that top commentator of Russia Today, Alexander Merkuris, the other day, and he told me. I asked him if there is significant Jewish influence in Russian society and politics, and he told me that is absolutely not any Israeli, he said Israeli, influence inside Russia. He just said that it's pretty obvious that Russian policy is after absolutely Russian interests, and there's no there would be no Israeli influence at all in Russian foreign policy. But I don't know about that. Russia today is not to be trusted, after all. Russian national television is much more reliable because it wouldn't have to deal with all these internationally minded journalists that frequent Russia Today headquarters. And I believe there's a couple of Jews in Russia Today management there.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, Russia Today is in English, and you might have kind of a selection bias there. English-speaking Russians might be more internationally minded. They might be more likely to be Jewish. So, William, you monitor the Russian language press. Are you seeing anything like George reported regarding, a change in the story of how the jet got shot down? And, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, they did bring up coming in some eyewitnesses' reports that the missiles that actually shot down the plane were coming, from the Mediterranean, not from the land. That's still being investigated.
Does France have naval vessels off the coast?
Everyone does. It's become a very, you have to understand that, and George understands this very well. I'm always, behind his statements, I always see a lot of deep insight because he's right in the area. And you have to understand that this whole thing, there's Cyprus just off the coast.
Of course, William.
You look at the, what?
Of course, William. Thank you for mentioning that. Where Greek speakers, the Greek Cypriots in Cyprus is just 100 miles from the war scene there.
Probably less than 100.
Yeah,
miles.
And you also know, being Greek, when you were talking about your very perceptive comment, talking about the new Ottomanism, the new Ottoman Empire that Erdogan is often referred to as a would-be sultan of the new Ottoman Empire. And when you were talking about what's this thing between Russia and Turkey, you have to dig deeper into the history, and I can assure you that Americans have very little knowledge of this area. They have very little knowledge of the geography of the area or the history. I mean, if you mention the Ottoman Empire, no one has any real understanding what that means. But you live there in Greece and in Cyprus. They live with the aftershocks of the fall of the Ottoman Empire and the British moving in, and the whole story. That's a very complex history. I think one of the things I wanted to say about Putin, one of the difficulties of understanding Putin, and I get this from the Russian press, the Russian-speaking press in Russia, and the one thing you have to understand about Putin's Russian foreign policy is that it has many flavors, and the flavors are dependent upon the specific country and the evolving situations being faced. And you have to understand that, Russia has a long history with interactions with the around the Black Sea, with Crimea, with the Ottoman Empire, and with Turkey. And when you understand this, you understand that there are many forces involved here. And my reading of the Russian press, and Russian political commentators, is that from the West, they're saying, well, why doesn't Putin act? Why does he keep taking these offenses? Why doesn't he stand up to Israel? And if you actually look at what's happening around, you know, in the background, Putin is extremely active. And as you very perceptively brought up yesterday, you know, that there seems to be a bigger game being played here. One of the things that Putin's very good at is not losing his cool in the heat of a battle, and reacting as if his pride is being hurt. There's a bigger game being played, and I think the bigger game, as you alluded to yesterday, is an economic game. And if you listen to all the victories that Putin has had in the last 4 or 5 months, when you're talking about the Eurasian Economic Union and all these other, you know, the Commonwealth of Independent States, there's been a lot of movement to disinvest itself from dealing with the U.S. dollar or even the euro. And that is another battle, and I will tell you that Putin is winning in that battle, and it's bringing about, you know, when you talk about the Eurasian project, it's already bringing about a lot of unity, economic, financial, commerce unity, between these other countries in the area, while the Western press, you know, is always concentrating on, you know, what the next battle was in Syria. But there's a larger battle being played out, and I'll tell you that Putin is not turning his other cheek. He's very active behind the scenes, disengaging this whole region from dominance of the Anglo-American and European institutions, and I think that's an important thing to always keep in mind when you're talking about what's really happening there.
Okay.
Yes. One thing indicative of Putin's stance on things is his first comment after the event with the downing of his plane. He said, "We're looking at an unfortunate chain of events." That was his full statement. I mean, how more cool can this guy be?
And also, we in the West, we don't really need evidence anymore. You know, it's almost like the accusation is good enough. And Putin says this is a very complex situation, and I'm not going to react like, oh, you stepped on my toe, I'm going to kick you back.
Yes. He's not overreacting. So then the question becomes, you know, inside Russia, are there powerful forces that are upset with him because he's not reacting more overtly?
I would say that yes, there are. They're jumping up and down. They're like yappy dogs, but they don't represent the majority of the people and the political structure there. And I think George is very, again, perceptive by saying that if you look at the details, Putin has really been cleaning house in the last 2 or 3 years. Many of the so-called Jewish interests, like these foreign banks, he's put them on notice that, hey, if you're going to be doing business in Russia, you're going to keep the money here in Russia. You're not going to be a pipeline for allowing, remaining Jewish oligarchs or these Jewish banking institutions. We're not going to let you use your banks to weaken our economy or to do the bidding of this sort of Jewish banking, you know, world government, you know, whatever you want to call it. You put a lot of banks on notice, I think 15, that if you're going to do business here, you've got to keep the money here. You can't be a pipeline. And that has caused, a lot of problems. And again, George could tell us a lot probably about Cyprus. I mean, that's where a lot of Jewish oligarchs tried to go to escape and take the money with them, and that didn't always end very well for them.
Yes, about 3 or 4 years, 4 years ago, there was this incident with capital controls being imposed on Cypriot banks. And there was all this messing around with Russian rich people there. And I was wondering back then if these guys are really Russian. And now, if you think about it again, these were probably the vestiges of Russian oligarchs moving to Cyprus.
Without a doubt.
Yes, but everybody has their deep state. I mean, look at Italy. Italy has elected a far-right government, okay? So, Salvini, Matteo Salvini is a Minister of Interior Matters. And the whole judiciary system of Italy is after him. They want him impeached. They want him down. Probably the same thing is happening with within the Russian state. It's another thing being Vladimir Putin at the head of Russian foreign policy, and another thing having a deep state going after you. I mean, these guys really have to fight a double war there. I mean, foreign policy and interior matters and banking and everything. It's a multifaceted war, and that's the way it is. That's the way it goes, I guess.
So I'd like to draw some parallels, if I would.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Like to draw some parallels as I study history about with Richard Nixon, Trump, and Putin. You know, Nixon, being the run-of-the-mill politician, had to have Jewish power to get to the presidency. But at some point, he became woke. And, you know, I think the big difference is, like, Nixon doesn't have the power that Putin and Trump have. Nixon was just your regular politician, but once he started discovering who was pushing back at him, he would become more vocal with that, you know, amongst his own inner circle, not knowing he was being taped. And I think what's very fascinating is that Nixon's
He knew he was being taped, but he didn't know the tapes were going to become public.
There you go. My bad. But I think it's fascinating that his biggest confidant was Henry Kissinger. Now, you know, Nixon knew Kissinger was a Jew. But he had him too close to him, and he trusted him. So even though Nixon was woke, and I think Nixon would have pushed against Jewish power if he could have, but he got scared, he backed down for whatever reason. You know, he resigned, and he didn't push back. I mean, he probably knew they had him. Whereas, like, Trump and Putin, we can draw some parallels here that, you know, they're both fighting the system. They're both fighting power, especially Putin, and Putin's probably got the most power out of the two men, out of Trump and Putin. And they just have to do it carefully. They have to do it calculated, because we all saw what happened in World War II. And like Hitler or not, he pushed against the globalist powers, and they put him down, and Germany suffered tragically because of that. I think Putin wants better for his people, and he has to be more calculated, and I think that's what we're seeing. And that's how my views have evolved on the situation, thanks to commentary from men like George and William.
And regarding Nixon, and William, you're older than I am, so you probably remember better, but Nixon, I think he was very aware of Jewish power from before he became vice president. Even he was working closely with Senator Joe McCarthy in the early 1950s, and was probably saved from Joe McCarthy's fate by having been plucked to be Dwight Eisenhower's running mate. Does that square with your recollection, William?
Well, that's a long story. it's a very complex story, but you know, I wanted to get back, and one thing that George brought up yesterday was the fact of this Eurasian concept, and you know, if you know the writings of Alexandre Dugin, he's outlined this very well. And one of the things that I see Putin, I certainly don't think Putin or Dugin is Putin's brain. I think Putin has a very sophisticated understanding of history and political context. But one of the things that Putin has really been pushing, and Dugin has talked about this, is what's called Ruskaya idea. and it's the Russian idea. And one of the things that Putin has taken upon himself,
unfortunately, we'll have to wait until after the break for that.
Sure.
But there's our Yom Kippur music.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the show, the closing minutes of National Bugle Radio, special Yom Kippur edition. So, William, you were talking about Putin, and you were just getting to the good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff is that one of the things that you have to understand is that Putin is trying to, working very hard and being very successful, if you look at the details behind the scenes, of working on what's called Ruskaya Idea. And it's the Russian idea. The Russian idea is what Russia is as you try to pull yourself out of the muck that the Bolsheviks brought upon the Russian people. You know, and that the Russian idea, this Ruskaya idea, is, you know, what is Russia? You know, we're trying to get back to our roots. After all the mess that the Bolshevik Revolution, 1917, visited upon Russia. I mean, it basically tried to obliterate the Russian people. and the whole idea of Russia for this internationalist idea, supposedly. And much of his work is trying to define this. And it's interesting that something that just happened, you say, well, is Putin, you know, winning, or isn't he, why isn't he standing up? Well, Viktor Orban is in Moscow, and it's interesting that Viktor Orban, you know, when people are trying to cast Putin as the great devil, the great evil, I mean, of all people, Viktor Orban, if you know his history, and know, you know, what he represents, I mean, of all people, he shouldn't be trying to become friends with Russia, you know, because didn't the Russians come in and take over his country, try to destroy it? Well, what Orban and the people who support him understand is that there's a big difference between Russia and Bolshevik Soviet Union. And it's amazing that these people who suffered so much under, you know, Bolshevik Soviet Union are very clear at understanding that this new Russia is not that. And so a lot of our problems when we're trying to figure out who's who and who stands for what is that we don't understand that under Putin you've seen a real reemergence of the Russian idea. And this is like a recreation of the Russian spirit, the Russian foreign policy, the Russian social policy, and it's based upon this Russia that was before the Bolsheviks came in and did their dirty work. And so I think that to help Jeremy understand this, you know, you always have to make the distinction between the Bolshevik Russians, which was the Jewish, you know, predominantly Jewish Russian, and the Russians that are trying to reemerge as a new country outside of the influence of the Soviet period. And would you say that Viktor Orban can understand that, I think we all need to try to understand that.
And would you say in the, like, 60s, 70s, 80s, even the 50s maybe, later Soviet history, that there was also kind of an attempt at a kind of Russian reemerging? We only have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's true, but that's a whole other story. But yeah. I want to thank George, because I want to hear more from him. I learn something from him every time he comes on, and he really needs to be listening.
Thank you so much, yeah. William. I really appreciate being with you and talking to you, and it's been an honor being on the show, Dr. Slattery, and my regards to Jeremy from Kentucky, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, George and William. It's always a good show. I'll be back again tomorrow, I think, with Mark Dankoff, but with no doubt another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.